The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Hei Yom and Aleph teaches us, Hai Malesi Mishpat Tzedek Yolam Bava Atam Ratzchem Mai Ovalei. The Gemara asks that according to Rava, that we know that the Halacha, that whenever we have a Din Torah of Din and Nefashis, we can't pass in the Shaila unless we leave it the Din Torah, unless we leave it overnight to give the Dayanim an opportunity to think over their position. He learns it from the Pasuk, Ashru Chaimetz. What does he do with this Pasuk, Malesi Mishpat Tzedek? Says the Gemara, he needs it for what Rabbi Elazar taught us. Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Don Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol Tanisha Malina Basat Staka. Any Tzad Tanis that the Minig was, that after the Tanis, they would give tzedaka, and the Niyim, the poor people, were relying on that tzedaka, and if they won't get that tzedaka, they won't have what to eat after the Tanis, and if somebody withholds giving them that tzedaka, it's considered kilu shoyfech damim. Shnemar melesi mishpat tzedek, Yolin Bavatim Ratzchim, somebody who's Yolin, somebody who holds back that Tztaka, it's like he's killing people. Says the Rav Hani Mili, when does this halacha apply? Rafta V'tamri, that if after the Tainus, the Tztaka they used to give was bread and dates, food that they could eat immediately. And therefore, since they used to distribute food that could be eaten immediately, if you don't give that to the Aniyim, they're relying on it, and it could end up being very detrimental. Aval Bezuzi, if they only give money, Chiti Vasari, or they give barley and grain, anyway, food that isn't immediately available, Ein Lanu Les Lambo, then the concern of not giving the Aniyim the tzedaka is not that great, because they're anyway not getting the food immediately after the fast. And in fact, I saw that Rashi explains, as we just said, that they used to give the Aniyim tzedaka right after the fast, and they rely on it heavily. The Gemara Masechta Brachos, Davov Amud Beis, teaches us, Amar Mazutra, Agra de Tanisa Tztaka. The main tzchar from a tainis is the tztaka that's distributed. And in fact, the Sfarim say that the word tainis stands for teis oni. Tainis is an abbreviation of the words teis oni, to give aniyim the food, to give the aniyim tztaka. The Shloh says that the word tainis is the gematria of kematnas yodai, giving tztaka. The Mashah explains in Masechta Brachos, why is the ikar schar of a tainis tztaka? He says because sometimes one could make the suggestion that the reason somebody is fasting is because they're stingy. They're going to be able to save the money they would have normally spent on fasting. So the main tzchar for tainis, says the Marsha, is the tztaka. So then we see that the reason you fasted, because it was a genuine reason, it wasn't just because you were trying to save money. And with this, I saw the Sefer Daf al Daf explains the Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis says Gedoy leTainus Yosim Netzdaka. Tainus is even bigger than Netzdaka, so we have a stira, because here we're saying that the whole point of the Tainus is Netzdaka. So is Tainus greater or Netzdaka greater? However, now we can understand according to the Mashal, if after the fast, this person distributes tzedakah and shows that he didn't fast because he was stingy, and it's not because money is so important to him, then certainly the tainus is more than the tzedakah, because the tainus affects me myself. The tzedakah affects my wallet. So he says another beautiful pshat. He says, the reason we fast is because we need to do tshuva. We did averus against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we need to do tshuva. But the question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a melech. And the halacha is, melech shemachal kvoidoi, if a king is willing to forgive his honor, en kvoidemachal. So how does tshuva work? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just a melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a father. V'av shemachal kvoidoi, a father who's meichel, on his covered kvoidemachal. So what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A melech or av? The Gemara Masechet Bava Basra, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, teaches us that in Tronis HaRosha asked Rabbi Akiva, Em Elokeichem Oyev Aniyim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves poor people so much, Madu Einem Mefarnesim, why doesn't he support them? So Rabbi Akiva responded that because we're children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy to see people supporting his children. So now, he explains, if we give tzedakah to aniyim, so we're showing that we consider ourselves bonim l'makom. Once we're in the category of bonim l'makom, the rule of av shemachal akvoidei kvoyam machal, and therefore tshuva will work. But if you don't give tzedakah, maybe it's because we're only avodim. And by avodim, tshuva doesn't work, because melech shel machal kvoidoi ein kvoidoi machal. And this halacha is quoted in Yerideya, Simen Reish Nun Vav Siv Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, b'tainus mechalkem mezonos laniyim. By tainus we give tzedakah to poor people. And continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'chol tainus she'achlo am v'lanu. Any tainus that people ate and went to sleep, without distributing tzedakah, as our Gemara just explained. And furthermore says the Shulchan Aruch, also as our Gemara just said, that if the minhag is to give bread and fruit, and if you don't give that fruit, then it's considered like the Shoifchei Domin. Avalim Ichra Mois Achitim, but if they give money of wheat, which is not obviously edible, Enim Kishoifchei Domin, that's not considered as if you're a Shoifchei Domin, because you're not getting, the Aniyim are not relying on that food. The Taz explains, as we just said, when they give bread, it's something that's immediately edible. And that's why the Aniyim rely on it. Money, wheat, barley are examples of something that are not immediately usable. And therefore, the Aniyim don't rely on it anyway. However, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that was in those days, because food wasn't, you didn't really have that much ready-made food. But nowadays, where with money you could buy ready-made food, so even money or anything could be used to buy food that's immediately available, and therefore this distinction wouldn't be that applicable b'zman hazeh. On the other hand, it's difficult. We don't really see this minig that we're makpid to give food to aniyim after the tainus. So he explains perhaps why, and here our Gemara, Shulchan Aruch, say that this is an essential part of the Taimus, as we've been explaining. So he wants to suggest that since nowadays there are anyway Kupa Tzedakah, there's the Tzedakah funds, and people who need to take from them get on a regular basis from them. So people who need food are already getting food anyway from these funds, and therefore we don't have to look for the Taimus to be the time to give them the fund. The Minig, says the Mishnah Brura, in Siman Tuf Kuf Samach Vav Sivkot and Yudbeis, is to give the tzedakah on the day of the Tainus by Mincha. And furthermore, the Shloah says, as we just explained, how much tzedakah should you give on a Tainus? You should assess what a normal day of food that you eat is worth. And that's what you should give for tzedakah. Tosfos, in Masechta Megillah Daf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph, Divrei HaMaskol HaKorei, says now we understand two things. It's interesting that on the first day we say Mafter by Mincha, not by Shachris, and we say we know that Torah is Dirsha Hashem B'Motzei. Why is the Haftarah by Mincha? And why is the Haftarah Dirsh Hashem by Matzah? So he says, because in the Haftarah of Dirsh Hashem by Matzah is the Pasuk, is Shimru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah. So we speak about giving Tzedakah. As we've been explaining now, that is an essential part of the Tainus, the giving of the Tzedakah. Moreover, as we've been explaining, when is that stock distributed? That stock is distributed by Mincha. So that's why it's most appropriate to say this Haftarah with this Pasuk at the time of Mincha, when we're giving the Tzedakah.